How do we try to get a spiritual understanding of what happened here? And why is it important? Why does the whole church stop and celebrate this mystery? It's a mystery. Why? Because it's an act of God in history. That's a mystery. And the church gives us these biblical readings at the liturgy to help us understand the mystery. But it's a work of prayer. You have to take up these texts, pray about them, and beg the Holy Spirit to open up your heart. Why would we stop and think about this, you know, 2.5 day walk that Mary, already 3 months pregnant, would come and walk down from Nazareth to Ein Kerem? It's about 2.5 day walk. Probably with a group. Women alone wouldn't walk those roads. And where would she stay at night without relatives, you know? So you can think about that. It's the beginning of the human dimension of this act of God. Why does the church think this is important? So Elizabeth, her cousin, who's elderly, nevertheless, miraculously, has conceived and is going to give birth to John the Baptist, the last of the great prophets of the Old Covenant and the first of the great prophets of the New. And so she comes down walking. Joseph might have insisted that she take the donkey, but maybe she didn't. But she was with a little caravan. You wouldn't walk those roads alone. And so she came down. And what was she thinking for those 2.5 days about God's plan? I don't know how much the angel explained to her of who this is in Elizabeth's womb. But she knows who's in her womb. And she knows that God has to prepare the way. And that's the Baptist. Why did she go at all? Primarily to help her elderly cousin. Primarily. What I'm trying to point out is, how do you work with these things? Today's the Feast of Visitation. Okay, what's tomorrow? This is a work, an act of God in our history, in and through two great saints who between them are carrying the greatest of all the prophets and the Word of God incarnate himself. Now what do we do to get in on this? Like, you see, because every mysterion has its grace, right? I don't know if you've ever read the book by Dom Columba Marmion. How many ever heard of Dom Columba Marmion? Well, that's good. That's good. See, he's got a book called Christ and His Mysteries, where he takes every one of the mysteries and analyzes the liturgical celebration. Just think, you know, what's going on here? Who is it coming down from Nazareth? And who is she carrying in her womb? And who is it? And where's Ein Kerem anyway? You've been there. How many people have been to Ein Kerem? Hey, the rest of you better hurry up. That was that trip we made that time, right? Yeah. And so the Lord, the church gives us these readings so that our spirit can enter into this mystery, which is abiding. It happened once, but it abides. And we're supposed to celebrate it and enter into a deeper union with Jesus Christ and with His Mother and with all the saints. They're all praying for us today. Mary, and Zechariah and Elizabeth and Joseph and how many more people? And angels, of course. And so this text from Zephaniah, you see, shout for joy, O daughter Zion. That's Mary. You see, sing joyfully. See, be glad and exult with all your heart. Why? Because God has come among us as a human being to set us free from darkness and sin and lay out for us the road to an eternal life. That's what we're celebrating. And it's all couched in terms of a simple concern for a relative. She's elderly. She's giving birth to her firstborn. That's not going to be easy. So I'm going down there to be with her, rejoice with her, and to help her. And we can learn a lot from that. She didn't say, "You don't understand, I'm the mother of God. You know, I wish you the best." She walked 2.5 days, 3 months pregnant herself, to be there, to take care of her old cousin. And she stayed 3 months, which means she stayed until the child was born. And then she said, "But I better get home. You know, Joseph's up there trying to cook his own meals, and I better get up there and..." You know, just think what's going on, see? And let the Holy Spirit penetrate to the depth of these very beautiful human things going on. But at their depth is the Word of God incarnate, still in the womb of Mary. That's what's going on, okay? That's why they take this text from Zephaniah. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. You are going to be as blessed as I promised. And so then, and then the gospel and the whole first part. And then Elizabeth says some profound things here. I'm going on and on, but I thought, well, let's once work on a mystery, you know. So when you go home, you can read it, look up in a commentary, but let your mind get into this and let your breath be taken away by what we're celebrating. See? How does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? You know, the news got down to the relatives that Mary was pregnant. But only the Holy Spirit could show Elizabeth that she's carrying her Lord. And so, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. That's John, already doing his work, preparing the way for the Messiah. And then we have Mary's song. I've gone on too long to go through the song, but you can do it. And what are all the, what is a song like this? It's like the Beatitudes, right? It's honoring the great reversal, as Peter Morin, one of the men who used to work with Catherine Dard down at Friendship House way back. 28, 29, 30, in there, you know. And he said, when the Lord comes, all the little shots become big shots, and all the big shots become little shots, you see. So this elderly woman, the wife of a priest, down in a small town outside Jerusalem, becomes the one who bears the greatest prophet who ever lived. And the young woman coming down to help her, she's bearing God. Well, You get the idea. There's a mysterion here. There's a reality being effected in our midst and then being commemorated, which means made present again today. And so if you take the time and ask the Holy Spirit, you'll be excited about this.